This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Is everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. 9 years we've been broadcasting together. Captain John, I just wanted to mention that I'm watching the screen, and I'm seeing dropouts. So I am being disconnected and reconnected automatically by the digital stream. Nothing I can control. So if you don't hear me, just please continue. And if I don't hear you, I'll just continue, okay?
Okay.
So back to you.
I've made a post for today at financialstateoftheunion.com, and it includes a dozen videos that comprise about 10 hours of viewing time. So it would be tough to even try and summarize those in two broadcast hours. And I've got some links. The Howard said links we won't have time for, and had a few links for today's discussion. And it's I'm not even sure we're going to have time to talk about why I put these things up. And it's also important, if you didn't attend the Friday the 13th show in November, to go back and look at that post. Also, there's a video in there on the carnivore diet, which ties into what's going to be talked about with the Great Reset. So it's a lot of pieces to put together for what's coming up. And I just want to put time frames in focus. You know, 9/11 is going to be 20 years ago this year. Fukushima is going to be 10 years ago next month. The Great Reset is planned by 2030, which is less than 10 years from now. So there's a lot upcoming, and I see the pathway that they can use to get there. One way is they do it hardcore to implement it. The other way is they pretend to be our savior to rescue us. Either one of those paths, it's the same results. However, there's, I believe, one way we can throw a big wrench in their works, because their plans count on using man-made carbon dioxide as a tool to control every part of your lives. And we've talked about it before. If you're not familiar, there's an organization called the IPCC, that's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And for four decades, the models they put out for the solar forcing, all they used was solar irradiance. That's sunlight, which varies slightly over the 11-year solar cycle. So when you're building this model for climate change, and you've accounted for all of the natural forces, then the other causes are man-made. And what they have done up till now is put that into carbon dioxide. Now, even 15 years ago, I saw the charts when you go back millions of years charting carbon dioxide levels and temperature, way back when, the temperature changed before carbon dioxide did. There is no correlation between the two. And just because there has been some correlation in modern times, that doesn't mean causation. And it's true you have to have correlation to have causation, even if the correlation is a negative correlation. But when you don't have any correlation, that cannot be causation. And what changed for CMIP6, which the final report will be coming out next year, 2022, that's the first model that includes other solar forcing besides solar irradiance. And all of the papers that have used the CMIP6 solar forcing have concluded it is the sun and not CO2 that is causing the changes. And if we can get that science out, which is going to be tough with all of the control of media being in the hands that they are, the censorship is horrendous. But if we can get that science out and into the public, that will take away the excuses that governments worldwide have on controlling our lives through the use of all kinds of restrictions on carbon-based energy, which is the basis of our entire economy and lifestyle. So, CMIP, Coupled Model Intercomparison Project, you can look those things up. The Suspicious Observers channel has playlists on climate change. You can learn a whole lot more about that. Ben Davison, who runs that channel, he reads tons and tons and tons of papers. These are from institutions around the world. It's not kiddies in their basements with theories. These are PhD researchers doing the work. So that is the biggest threat in our future. And the driving factor on that is the World Economic Forum, run by billionaire Klaus Schwab. And you can go check this out at their website, which they shortened World Economic to WEForum.org. And I got a link there for the Great Reset. And while you're on the site, I recommend scrolling down to the bottom and clicking on the partners link. And they have so many partners, it's broken down alphabetically. And the companies and organizations that they have working with them, you'll understand the magnitude of what we have to overcome. And I went in and looked because, I expected certain companies to be there, like Facebook and Google and Apple. What surprised me, though, is when I went to look up Amazon itself was not in there. However, Amazon Web Services is. And that is telling as well, because Amazon Web Services, that is, where a lot of the cloud is, all the data storage, which you need the data in order to do the processing on all the data in order to control people's lives. And remember, it was Amazon Web Services that kicked Parler off. They denied him access to the platform. And now that Bezos has resigned, it is the former head of Amazon Web Services that is the CEO of Amazon. And the short reading form is my second link in the four discussion, The World in 2030, according to the WEF. And this explains how Basically, it's an implementation of communism. But in the past, we've had first off, they've complained that the reason it didn't work is because there were, non-communist countries out there, and that caused problem. But there's also the issue of, economies are big, complex things, and even the smartest people, don't know everything. They have to wait on information to get to them. They have to digest that information. But when you have everything surveilled and you have this huge amount of data, and instead of using people, you use an artificial intelligence, now they can allocate resources in real time to satisfy the desires of those in power. The IMF, another organization, International Monetary Fund, is getting in on the action too. I got a link there, your new credit score. And this is kind of similar to what China is doing. You have a social credit score. Well, this, they're talking about your credit score being at least partially based on the websites you visit. So if you visit sites like mine or others that don't toe the party line, you could find your credit score reduced, which affects things like getting credit at all, paying more for rent or mortgages if you can get it, getting a job or not. So they've really got a great plan on controlling your life. I've also got some health things, how linoleic acid wrecks your health. And on the B1 deficiency, that's not just happening in humans, but throughout the food chain. And those, really deserve some discussion. Again, I just took a whole segment just explaining what they were. I know we're getting close to the break, too. Let me cover one of the items at the bottom of the links we don't have time for. CIA stops reporting money supply. And this goes back to, from the very beginning when I started talking about the financial state of the union, I used the CIA World Factbook to give a comparison so that you can at least kind of get a grasp for how big our problem is. And when you use the better estimate of our Social Security and Medicare unfunded liabilities that Professor Kotlikoff does, which is based off the CBO model, not the model that the trustees use, it would take more than twice all the money, using the broad definition of money, which includes deposit accounts. Narrow definition is basically what you think of as cash. All the money in the world, twice over, invested at, I believe it was 2.9% interest, just to meet what's been promised. And that's assuming all the assumptions with the CBO were accurate, which I've talked about for years. Neither one of those models had a recession in there. And with COVID, not only do we have the recession, we've got millions of job losses, which reduces the income. And in coming back, they're going to put more automation in. Have a nice day.
Yeah, class, if you'd like to go to that website, that's thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. That's John Reagan's website. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And Captain John, I was thinking that for about 40 years now, at least 30 years, that our educational system has been in a steep decline. And that is so indicative of the situation we're in today. If you look at people who were caught by surprise that this storm was going to interrupt gasoline, electricity, water, the in-stock items in supermarkets, if you look at what people's reactions happened to be, they were stunned. They didn't think this would happen. And that's because they weren't paying attention. And there was a mayor of a town in Texas who just lost his temper, and he blamed these people for being lazy and saying, you know, that that is, you know, they need to take care of themselves. Well, he's absolutely right in that respect. People do need to protect and their own families, defend their own families, and prepare for their own families. That's and themselves. That's absolutely true. But they've been led to slaughter by the government training camp, letting people think and believe that someone's going to take care of it for you. Don't worry about it. You know, we've got water, we've got food, we've got shelter, we've got electricity. Everything's going to be okay. Well, it's not okay. And so they've been led to slaughter, and they're stunned. And this storm in Texas, as horrific as it has been, and as deadly as the outcome has been, has taught people that they are on their own. There is no one coming. Any comments about that, Captain John?
It won't change much, because when things get back to normal, they'll go back to their usual lives. I don't see any big movement on the horizon to make any kind of real change. I wish there were, but it's not in human nature. It's not in prophecy. And in fact, that kind of ties in the first link that we won't have time for is American Minute, which is Bill Federer's site. This article is on Billy Sunday, which we've talked about before. Billy Sunday was a big baseball star in the late 1800s, and he turned evangelist and was active till like 1935, which was his death. In 1914, he talked about how we were in need of a revival because our churches had become third-rate amusement joints. And I believe if he could come back today, he would declare that our churches have become just first-rate entertainment centers, which is part of the reason America is in the problem it is. And one of the reasons I'm not optimistic goes back to one of the lessons out of Exodus. And I sum that up as, you can take the slave out of Egypt, but you can't take Egypt out of the slave. And you think about all the miracles that Israel saw during the Exodus, and they still would not change their hearts, which is why they basically had to die off before Israel was allowed to progress into the Promised Land. And because these people have been indoctrinated for so long, not just in the United States, but across the world, you're not going to change most of them. You have to wait for those people to die off to have a change. And that's going to cause all kinds of ramifications. I've talked about the demographic portion of our situation, where birth rates are not enough to even keep the population stable, and that has a financial aspect, and all of these programs that we have now that are already overpromised, when you have less people paying into that, like I was talking about with the lesser jobs, and whether it was through firings or automation, it just snowballs.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that Social Security, one of the things that you're saying is that Social Security that many people are depending upon is unstable and will collapse. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January. His explanation on why we have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border.
I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening. That I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased. That, you know, that's why they're coming, because no, Biden's a good guy.
President Biden misstated the reality at the U.S.-Mexico border when he asserted that nothing has changed when it comes to the number of children coming to the United States. Those numbers are way up since Biden became president on January 20th. A Georgia State Democrat was taken away from the state house in handcuffs on Thursday as Governor Brian Kemp signed an election reform bill. State Representative Park Cannon from Atlanta was booked into the Fulton County Jail on charges of obstruction of law enforcement and preventing or disrupting General Assembly sessions. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In his first court appearance since being accused of gunning down 10 people at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado Monday, 21-year-old Ahmed Al-Aliwi Alyssa will stay behind bars. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket this week appeared in court for the first time and was denied bail at the hearing. The judge said Ahmed Alyssa, who faces 10 charges of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting attack at the King's Superstore, must be held without bond. Defense attorneys said they wanted more time to evaluate his mental state. The judge made the ruling during a brief hearing in which he formally faced charges for killing 9 civilians and Officer Eric Talley. He's also charged with attempted murder of another police officer. They say he used a Ruger AR-556, which is a weapon that would have been banned under a Boulder City law enacted in 2018, but the ban was overturned by a local judge just days before the attack. 3 Colorado lawmakers have called for a statewide ban on the type of assault weapon that was used in the Boulder attack. Colorado lawmakers have already proposed 2 bills for gun reform. One would set more stringent rules for firearm storage, and the other would require owners to report lost or stolen guns.
King Supers, where the shooting took place, is known to be a gun-free zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, let me give you a statistic. We reported this many years ago, and it's probably still true. You heard at the top of the hour, or I'm sorry, bottom of the hour news, that the water is still unsafe for many Texans to drink. And why is that? Well, one of the reasons is that the average water treatment plant in the United States has about 2 weeks' worth of chemical supplies on hand in order to treat their water. So if that's the average, there are treatment plants with more and there are treatment plants with less than 14 days' worth of chemicals to treat the plants, the water in the plants. And then you add on top of that the lack of electricity to run the pumps. So put all that together and the water for many Texans is unsafe. So is that anything new? No. That's nothing new. And many times when there's a serious, severe rainstorm, the water treatment plant cross-connects with the sewage treatment plant, and raw or untreated sewage connects with the fresh water supply, and you get a chance to drink it. So beware, beware. And what do you do about that? Well, you have a water filtration system on hand. You have a little bit of chlorine bleach to disinfect the water. And but bear in mind, drinking chlorine will kill you. And it was used in World War I to kill people, chlorine gas. My grandfather was gassed in World War I with chlorine. So it's a double-edged sword. Don't believe anything we say. Do your own homework and make up your own mind. Don't believe anything that you hear on the radio, because I've actually heard people say that COVID is fake, fraud, and, to use their terms, BS, which is absolutely not true. Captain John?
Yeah, we talked about that before. From the evidence I've seen, there was a genetic insertion into this virus. I believe it was an accident at the lab, not something intentionally released. If they had meant for this to be used as a weapon, you would have released it in lots of places at the same time, not try and rely for a spread the way that it did. So, it's real. It's not quite as deadly as we hoped. It is very damaging. There's important things, reducing your inflammation, which almost everybody has nowadays, having proper amounts of vitamin D. And the sad thing is there's treatments available that were censored out, that there's finally getting to be some research studies that are making their way out, where there's a couple of drugs, especially combined with zinc in the early days. You know, if you wait until you've had a virus for more than a few days, like even Tamiflu, if you've had the flu for more than 3 days, Tamiflu is not going to do you any good. If you get it early with these treatments, you tend to have pretty good outcomes. And to me, that's a whole lot better than trying what's not even a real vaccine. It's a genetic manipulation. The vaccines are, I guess all but the Russian one, is this messenger RNA, which has never been approved for use on humans. Remember, we just have an emergency use authorization for these vaccines. And what these mRNA vaccines, in quote, do is they make your cells create the spikes that COVID has. Your immune system sees the spikes and creates antibodies based on that. What they don't go tell you is that, you know, when the immune system reacts, that means your body, your immune system, is attacking your own cells, which by definition is an autoimmune condition. Now, the question is, how long does that modification last? Is it only there temporary? If it is temporary, how long is it there? And if it's not temporary, if it's permanent, you've got an autoimmune condition for life. So I haven't seen any research come out on answering those questions yet, which is why I'm not lining up for a jab.
Neither am I, and neither is Norm, and neither is Rich Sheban, and neither is Gwyneth. None of the regular USA Prepares instructors is lining up for that jab. There are two instructors that have decided to get it. One has already gotten the second jab and is still doing fine. The other one is in queue for it. So we'll report, you know, without their names as to what the results have been as we progress, but I'm not getting it. No one in our family is getting it, and no one in our family, our immediate family, has gotten COVID-19 that we know of. We've been very, very careful. But Captain John, this situation in Texas is a real wake-up call for those who want to be prepared. It's a great learning experience. How difficult as it may be, brutal as it may be, but it can teach us a lot. And you know, when you said that not much is going to change, I've got to tell you, I'm with you, and I'll tell you why. We offered three times to secure a property here in Missouri, starting at around $1,200 an acre, where people could we could build a village, and we could live cooperatively. You could own your own land, build your own cabin, etc. We could have solar power, wind power. We could have village buildings, village farming, village gardens. I mean, everybody could work together. You could own it. It wouldn't be like a cooperative where you don't own it. You'd own it. And we only got, in the years that we've done this, I think maybe five tire kickers, maybe. And when I say tire kickers, I mean people remotely interested. So I believe you're absolutely right. Even now, people might think about it, but not really seriously. And here we are. I'm looking at an image on the internet of people with their buckets and their coolers, and they're waiting for water because they have no water, and they're filling buckets, 5 gallon buckets with water. To take home to wherever they are. They're standing freezing because they can't get water. And so everything has come to a grinding halt in their lives. And what are they going to do about it? I don't know. But, you look at the people who have gotten into these furniture. There's a furniture store that's opened up the doors and said, hey, come on in. We've got some food. And what are they doing? They're all on their phones. They're looking at their phones. They've got their feet up on the furniture. And they're sitting, eating on recliners, cloth recliners. I can't believe it. I mean, if I invited people to come in to get out of the cold and they were eating out of their laps on my furniture, I'd throw them out. I mean, there are plenty of tables there that they could sit at. No, they're just sitting on the furniture, reclining. It's crazy to me. So, I don't know. The lack of education is a very expensive thing. And we're witnessing it firsthand. And I've been calling this concentrated ignorance. Now, it's not ignorance concentrated in just a few people. It's ignorance that's concentrated individually. So more people have more ignorance each than I've ever seen in my entire life. Like grand stupidity on an individual's, each individual is dumber than I can believe. And then collectively, it's a real serious problem. Any comments?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I wrote a post about how I'd spent 30,000 hours in education. A small part of that was my master's program. And the rest was work that resulted in a few hundred hours of shows that I've done with you. And with that 30,000 hours, I'm just slightly less ignorant. I tell you, there's so much, and I think a lot of people aren't even capable of understanding. But it goes beyond that. The deception is so bad that, people have faith in things that they shouldn't have faith in, and that includes the fake dollars that we use. And, once things happen and, like, the dollar collapses, then people will believe you, but by then it's too late to do anything.
Right. Right. And, you know, a long time ago, I realized that you could be trapped by a mortgage. I've never had car payment. Never. I've only paid cash for vehicles, and I buy used vehicles. But for me, I've learned a long time ago that you could be absolutely a slave to your house. And there are people who are living in homes that don't realize that they don't have to live there. They think they have to live there, but they don't have to live there. They could move. They could go to a lower cost of living area. But they feel trapped because of the J-O-B. So they have a J-O-B, and they have a house or an apartment or a mobile home or wherever they're living, and their family's living there, generally speaking. And they're in gridlock because the family's living there. They don't want to get away from the family, so they're all trapped. To me, you know, I moved away. I moved away, and it was one of the best things I've ever done, has become a farmer. But there's no, unless you are getting government handouts, there isn't a wealth in becoming a farmer. It's just hard work, but you don't starve. Any comments about that?
I could, but we got running out of time. There's so much more I want to try and cover today. We've talked about electricity. In Texas, there's three types of plans you can buy. One's a fixed rate plan, which is what we're on. There's a variable rate plan, and there's an indexed plan. And if you're on a variable or indexed plan, people are seeing bills in the thousands. One guy has 3 meters for three different places. His bill's $17,000. You're going to see more and more stories of that come out. And as bad as that is for the individuals, even the people that have the fixed rate plans, the companies that they're buying their plans through could go bankrupt because they're still going to have to pay for power unless they're hedged out to protect themselves from those types of spikes. It's outlandish. So
the only way that this could happen, this variable rate, the only way I can think of that happening would be with smart meters. Is that correct?
Well, a little bit, but it gets to be what the price of electricity is at the time. And it went up a tremendous amount as the supply dropped.
Right, thousands of percent, like 3,000%. But how would they say, well, yeah, but that was Tuesday that it was this much. Wednesday it was more, etc. We'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John, back to you.
Yeah, I want to set up why I am so big on you learning about linoleic acid. And this goes back to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We started down to visit far south Texas to explore as a place to live. And we spent Thanksgiving with some of Becky's family in the Houston area. Well, we didn't even get out of Dallas County when I got a nosebleed. And I started having two nosebleeds a day, and I was able to get them stopped within 20 minutes, which... reading online, you know, doctors aren't concerned if you can get them stopped in that time frame. Well, that Saturday evening, I had a nosebleed that I couldn't get stopped until after 2 hours. And we were scheduled to come back Sunday anyway. But 1:30 Sunday morning, I had another nosebleed start. And at that day, it's fun trying to get dressed and drive when you're, you know, trying to keep the blood from going all over everywhere. And so we packed up the car and we headed to the emergency room for the VA hospital in Houston. And, you know, it's part of the process, you know, they take your blood pressure. Well, they attempted to for me. The problem is it was too high for their machine. They estimate my blood pressure was 300 over 165. And that's probably going to be a record for the doctors and nurses that saw me. I understand that that's higher than the record for Duke Medical Center in trying to make comparisons. Now, it's true, you know, people like weightlifters can get like 400 over 200 blood pressure when they're doing the lift, but that's a temporary thing. You know, the at-rest blood pressure, this is... You know, it's amazing. I'm still here in one piece. Now, just a quick side on that. That was Sunday, November 29th. Well, Sunday, November 29th, 1970, 50 years before, my dad died in the VA hospital in Houston. So that was anyway a coincidence. And I've got other stories on blood pressure, but to save time, one of the big factors in that is linoleic acid. Now, the omega-6s, which is what you get in the seed oils, about 90% is linoleic acid. It causes all kinds of problems in your system. I've got two videos on it. Each one is over 2 hours. And, I really, really, really recommend that you watch those to understand just how bad it is. You do not want to put the stuff in your body. And what you do have in your body, it has a half-life of 600 to 680 days. 680 days is getting darn close to 2 years, and you still have half of it. It means after 3 years, you're down to 25%, and that's if you totally stop consuming the stuff. So it's going to take years to eliminate and start repairing the damage that the stuff has done. Say the only thing worse than linoleic acid are the trans fats. Right after linoleic acid, I put sugar, fructose in particular, which is table sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and even, other natural things like maple syrup. All these things have a high amount of fructose. If you eat a small amount of fruit whole, your body can handle that. But once you start doing things like even making orange juice, it no longer has the fiber, and your liver has to handle that fructose. And I also talked about, the wheat, which, even if nothing else, you got the glyphosate to deal with, which damages your gut microbiome, which affects your immune system. So it's a lot to try and put together and understand. And sadly, your frontline medical doctors, the clinicians, do not know most of this knowledge. You have to go to the researchers and the MDs that have read the researchers to get this latest knowledge on what affects your health, because it takes when I was looking at a series on the gut microbiome, they said it takes 17 years from the researcher to the clinician, and I think that's optimistic. And that's one of the reasons why I put the video in there about the doctor who learned to wash his hands, and he died going crazy from trying to teach other doctors that they should be washing their hands. And today, it's that the doctors are killing us with drugs and bad advice.
Except for Dr. Norm Shealy. And any comments?
You have to find the educated ones, and they're not easy to find.
Right. Dr. Norm Shealy, and he's on with us for 2 hours a week, Mondays, 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. Captain John, we're going to have to schedule more time, so whenever you're ready, just let me know, and we'll make it happen. It'll be a Thursday or a Friday, so just let me know. Captain John, thank you so much for being with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.